The following shiur has been presented by Harav Noach Isaac Olbaum, Rav de Kahal Nachlas Yitzchak de Queens, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To download this series of shiurim, as well as hundreds of other recorded shiurim, articles, and video presentations, please visit thehalachacenter.org.
Mesachas Brachas, Daf Lamed Ches, Omer Aleph. The Gemara is here, close to the top of the Omer. The Omer Mar Baravashi. Hai duvshi de tamra, the devash, the honey, or the juice, that comes out of the tamarim, out of the dates, mevarchi malave shahakil ni bedvaroi. The bracha on the devash that comes out of the tamarim, the bracha is a shahakil, even though the bracha on the fruit itself, on the tamar, on the date itself would be a bayre priyoes, but nevertheless the bracha on the devash that comes out of the tamar is a shahakil. My timer, what is the reason? So the Gemara says, because Zeya Bialmahu. Because it is Zeya Bialma, because the juice that comes out of the Tamarim is merely stam moisture. And therefore, it does not have a din of the fruit itself. The fruit itself, you make a priyoes. However, on the Devash of the Tamarim, we only make a shahakoil near Midvorot. The Sefer Emek Brocha from Agoyin Rabari Pomeranchik, on Daf Nun Ches of the Sefer, brings that he was asked a Shaila by a Chocham Echot. And the Shaila was regarding if someone is Moitzeitz Peirei So'ilun. In other words, he's not squeezing out the juice of a fruit, because as we see from the Gemara, that basically, that squeezing out merely the juice of a fruit does not have a din of the fruit itself, but rather the juice, basically, the meperes, is Zeya Bialma. As we see from the Gemara further, this is not limited to Dvash Tamarim. However, the question is, if someone basically sucks out the juice from the fruit itself, for example, if someone has an orange, and he takes the orange, instead of squeezing out the juice, making orange juice, he's moitzes bepiv, he sucks the juice with his mouth out of the orange. The question is, what halacha does metzitzas ho'echel have? Sucking the juice out of a fruit. Do we say that it has a din of achila? Or maybe being that he's not being b'leia the yechel, he's not swallowing any of the fruit itself, he's only sucking out the juice, therefore this is not considered an achila, but rather only it has the din of shtir, drinking. And this would chaben afkimin elagabe many halachas. First of all, with chabanaf kimine legabe brocha rishoino, if someone sucks the juice out of a fruit, for example, out of an orange, if we say that this has a din of achila sapri, it has a din as if he's eating the actual fruit, then the brocha, by sucking out the juice of the fruit itself, the brocha would have to be b'rei priyoes, in the same way as if he would be eating the guf hapri. On the other hand, if it does not have a halacha of achila, but only shtia, then the bracha would be a shahakul, which is the halacha legabe all meperes that come out of fruit, because they have a din merely like zeya bialma, and therefore you make a shahakul. So here too, you would only make a shahakul. Another nafkimina would also be legabe. What would be the shear that one would have to eat legabe in the chiv of a bracha achrayna? If we take the position that sucking out the juice of a fruit has a din of achila, then the shear would be a kezias. One would have to basically suck out a kezias in order to be chayv a brocha achrayna. On the other hand, if we say sucking out the juice merely has a din of shtiyas mashkin, is no different than actually drinking other type of beverages or liquids, then the shear of brocha achrayna would be a revius, not a kezias. In addition, there would also be another nafkimine legabe yom kippur. What would be the shear in order to be chai for Yom Kippur? Would the shear be the shear of a koisevis, which is the halacha for oichlim? The shear achila for oichlim on Yom Kippur, to be chai, of course, the shear of a koisevis, which is the size of a date. Or maybe the shear is merely maloy lugmov, which is the filling up one side of the cheek, which is the din regarding mashkin. So with chap, many, many halachas. Many napkim is ladina, how to regard if one actually sucking out juice from the fruit itself. So the Yemek Bracha says that I answered the Chochom that Misvara would seem to me to be quite poshit, that it's not considered to be achila unless someone actually swallows fruit itself. If someone's belaya, the actual oichel, that is called achila. But calls the man that a person is not really swallowing any of the food, but he's merely sucking out juice, l'toich piv, and then he swallows it, l'chayr al pisvara, that would only have a din of shtiyas mashkin, mamela, it would carry with it all the general halachas regarding mashkin, like all the various nafkiminis that we mentioned. Then says the Emek Bracha, the la'achar achipush v'ho'iyun, that after basically delving into the subject and searching a little bit more, he suggests that them is that this is really a machlokes apoiskim. That in fact we have a machlokes apoiskim, how to regard, how to view the status of someone who is sucking juice out of the fruit itself. And he points out the following. If we take a look in the Rambam, in Perek Ches of Hilchos Brachos Halacha Hey, the Rambam talks about sugar and sugar cane. And the Rambam says as follows. Hakonim hamesukim, the sweet sugar canes, she'soichtin oisam umevashlin meimeyem, one way would be to actually squeeze the juice out of the sugar cane, and then to cook the juice, at she'yikva, until it becomes coagulated, v'yid melamelech, and takes on the appearance such as salt. So what would be the din if one basically eats the sugar, which basically means again he squeezed out the liquid. He squeezed out the liquid out of the sugar cane, right? Turning it into a sugar. So the Rambam brings a number of opinions. Kol ha-goyinim, he says, the shita of the goyinim, oimrim, they say, shemevarchim olav b'irei priyu adoma. But for eating the sugar that was squeezed out of the sugar cane, the bracha would be pri adoma. Then he says miksos amamru, and then a chelik of them would say that the bracha is berei pri ois. Similarly, vechein amru, the opinion of the goyim as well, regarding another halacha, shamoytseitz oisam konim. If someone basically is sucking the sugar, sucking the juice out of the konim, so the bracha is mevarech berei pri adoma. So here we have Rabbi Isai, where the Rambam first of all brings down two examples where we carry the psak of the goyim. Number one, either someone squeezes out the sugar from the konim, from the sugar cane, and basically then he is eating the sugar that was squeezed out of the konim, where the goyim say to make a boyri pri adoma. Another example is, not that he squeezed the juice out of the konim, but rather he is sucking the sugar directly from the konim themselves. And the goyim say that it carries the same halacha, that if someone is moitzeitz the konim, so the bracha is b'irei priyu adoma. The Rambam, on the other hand, says, I disagree completely. V'ani oimer, and I say, she'ein ze pri. The sugar or the juice that is coming out, that's extracted from the sugar cane, that's not a fruit, it's tamah juice. And therefore the aim of varchan olav ela shahakoil. And therefore the bracha is merely simply a shahakoil. Shlo yehei dvash elu hakonim shenishtane al yedei ho'or godol. Because the juice here that was nishtane and it was cooked as it was extracted from the konim, it cannot be any better than dvash tamarim shemevarchan olav shahakoil. So in the same way that we make merely a shahakoil from the juice that's extracted from the tamarim, who adins is a Rambam, that the juice that is extracted, he says, from the sugar cane, that the bracha merely is a shahakoil. So the Kesef Mishnah comes along, and he points out that the Rambam really argues on the goyim on both halachas. Because let's remember again, the goyim basically were discussing two halachas, two examples where one basically is drinking or eating the sugar. Example number one is where he squeezed out the konim. That was the first example. Let's repeat the Lashon Rambam again when he quoted the goyim. The first example was Hakonim Hamasukim Shesoichtin Oisom, where the Jews was actually squeezed out, and the psak of the Goyim was that we make a Beirei Prihu Adoma. And the second example was not that the Jews were squeezed out, but Vechein Omru Shahamoitzeitz Oisom, but rather the Jews were sucked out. In both cases, again, the Goyim paskin that the bracha is Prihu Adoma. Tain is the case of Mishnah that the Rambam argues on the Goyim in both areas. Vehochikomar, and the pshat is as follows. We quote now the lotion of the case of Mishnah. Vani Oimar, the Rambam is saying, She'ein ze pri. The Rambam is saying this is not a pri, and therefore, if one therefore would be moitzeitz the konim, if one would be moitzeitz the konim, he would be sucking out the juice from the konim, the bracha would only be a shahakol. And then furthermore, then v'oid meaning to say, that even if we would be moide, if we would be moide, then it does have a din of a pri. And if someone would be sucking out, and if someone is actually sucking out the juice from the konim, that the bracha would be a pri adomo, but nevertheless, in the case of sugar, where it is squeezed out, becholoi from the case of sugar bialma, where it's not being sucked out, where merely the sugar has been extracted, squeezed out, in such a case the bracha would only be a shahakol, because the einoi godol midvash tamarim davazeya bialma, with halachi that he makes a shahakol. Coming now to Tur Rabbeisai and Simon Rish Beis, and the Tur Lamaisa says we can be machalik. The Rambam again says legaba the sugar that's extracted. The sugar that's extracted from the konim, that's extracted from the sugar cane, the Rambam says again that the bracha would only be a shahakol. Again, why? As the Kesef Mishnah points out, again, that b'chol ha'ifmet cannot be better than dvash tamarim. The same way that dvash tamarim, the bracha is only shahakol because it's zeya b'yalma. So meila, therefore, the Rambam shita would be that extracting the sugar from the konim, the bracha would only be a shahakol because it's not better than dvash tamarim. It's only zeya b'yalma. So comes the Tur, and the Tur says the lechayda is a chilik. And the Torah Bemis asks the Kasha on the Rambam. And the Torah wants to taina that the juice or the sugar that's extracted from the sugar cane is bechlal not doimit to dvash tamarim. In other words, in the case of dvash tamarim, we can very well understand that dvash is only shahakoil. Because in the case of tamarim, the dvash is merely secondary. Because shatamarim heim pri, v'notel hu adato liochlom. Because basically, when tamarim are planted, it's not for the sake of the juice. But really, they are being planted for the sake of the fruit itself, in order to eat the fruit. So therefore, if you go ahead and squeeze it out, and extract juice, so that juice, Rabbi Sai, the halacha is that it becomes nishtana. It has the same thing like any meper, is that if you squeeze out the juice, that the halacha is shahakul, except yayim v'shemen. But that's not in the case of tamarim, where the juice is only a shahakoil, because it does not have a din of the pri. Because the main pri is the tamarim themselves, because when people plant tamarim, it's for the sake of the fruit, not for the sake of the juice. However, tainas the tur. In the case of sugar cane, we know that the sugar cane itself is not royal achila. It's eitz bialma. And therefore, it's quite clear that when one plants sugarcane, the whole natiya is for the sake of the juice. It's for the sake in order to extract the juice. Memela, in the case of sugarcane, the juice, that is the pear itself. We don't have anything else besides the juice. Not like tamarim where we have an actual fruit and we also have juice. So we say that the ikar fruit is the pri itself, not the juice. But in the case of sugarcane, we only have the juice because the konim themselves are not royal achila. So the ikunatir, the whole purpose of the planting of the konim is for the sake of the juice. So vadai zehu pirium, so vadai that is the pri. The ganse pri by the konim is only the juice, and therefore the bracha should be, says the Tur, the meitak of the bracha boirei pri hoetz, and the mela, the Tur argues with the Rambam. Whereas the Rambam compares the juice or the sugar which is extracted from the konim, that it's only shahakol, because it compares it to dvash tamarim, the Tur taina that there's a big chilik. The case of Dvash Tamarim, the Dvash Tamarim tak is only Shahakoyim, because when people plant the Tamarim, it's not for the sake of the juice. They plant it for the sake of the fruit. Mamela, the juice is merely Zeya Beyalma. Mashain cane, in the case of the sugar cane, where the cane is not Royal Achila, so the Ikinatiya is for the juice. Mamela, that is the fruit. That is the pre, the juice that is extracted from the konim. Mamela, according to the Torah, the bracha should be pre-Yoetz and not Shahakoyim. Comes now the Keset Mishnah, and he answers up the Torah to be Miyashiv the Rambam. And as is quoted also in the Bir Halacha, in Simon Reish Beis Sif Tezvov, where the Bir Halacha Taki brings down that the Hatur Lo Yirah Me'olam, so says the Keset Mishnah, as quoted in the Bir Halacha, the Hatur Lo Yirah Me'olam Oysam Kenei Hatzukar. It seemed that the Torah never really saw how the sugar cane is used. The truth is that in Eretz Mitzrayim, where the konim grow, where the sugar cane grows, nimkarim la alofim limtzois oisam bepeh. We find that thousands of konim are being sold in order to suck the juice out bepeh. In other words, with the Keset Mishnah Tainis, that the truth is that the taklas of the konim is not merely to squeeze out the juice, right, and to squeeze out the sugar, but rather the taklas of the konim, as you can see, thousands and thousands, lalofim or revolvois, are in order to suck out the juice directly from the konim. And therefore, if you instead go ahead and you merely squeeze out the konim, that sugar that you squeezed out is no different than any other meperis, and the bracha therefore is the shahakoil as the Rambam takapaskins. And so points out the Chuvas Radbaz as well. Tain is now the emek bracha, and the emek bracha says that if you go ahead and you tell me that if someone is sucking juice from an oichel, that that's not called a chila, but that itself is also called merely shtiyas mashke. It has a din like drinking juice that is extracted. So what is the teretz? What is the teretz? What did the Keset Mishnah and Radbaz accomplish by saying that the ikar taklas of the konim are not in order to squeeze it out, but rather to suck the juice out? But even if you suck the juice out, it's not called achil. It's still only lemaisa, only shtiyas mashke na yoytzimeh. You're still basically only drinking mashke, because the konim themselves, let's remember, are eitz bialm. It's not chodzil achil. And yet, if you see that if by sucking out the konim, the bracha is a bayer priyoetz, so that would be a riot that the juice that was squeezed out is also the same thing, and that's the fruit. It's not zeya bialma. And therefore, on the sugar itself, tain is the emek bracha. The bracha should be bayer priyoetz, like the tain of the tour. And Bemis says the emek bracha that he saw that the taz in Simrit Beis. The Taz and Simrish Beis Bemis asks Taka, he says, Adrabe, Mizes Siyua Godoy Lahatur. He says, Adrabe, the fact that they sell and they plant konim in order to suck out the juice, that still would be a riot to the tour, that Kivn de Notelahu Lahochi Limtsois Zehu Pirion. Because the fact that they plant in order to suck out the juice, it means that the juice is the fruit. In other words, Taina is the Emek Bracha, that the Kavona of the Taz Bemis is to ask the same thing, that once you're telling me that the taklas is to suck out the juice, well, that is still its only juice. And if the juice that's sucked out has a din of a pre for boy pre weights, then it shouldn't make any difference even if you squeeze out the konim. It does not have a din of zebi alma, but the juice, that is the fruit. So if the juice is the fruit, it should not make a difference whether one is moitzeitz the juice directly from the konim. You're telling me it's a boy pre weights, then squeezing out the juice should also be pre weights. But that is only Rabbosai. If you're telling me that when you're being moitzeitz from the konim, it has a din of shtiyah, so now other than there's no chilek whether you're being shoyseh directly from the konim or you're squeezing it out. And the male of that bemis is the sheet of the taz and the goyin, that moitzeitz is not called achila, but rather it's merely called shtiyah samashkin. And therefore, if being moitzeitz from the konim, the sugar, the din is that you make it pre-oase. So the same thing should be when you squeeze out the konim. The juice is not zebi alma, but that itself is the fruit. And mela, the bracha would be pre-oase as well. On the other hand, the Kesef Mishnah and Radbaz who disagree. They are machalic between being moitzeitz from the konim or squeezing out the konim. In other words, behechrach they hold that if someone is being moitzeitz, if someone sucks out from the konim directly, that's not called shtir. That's called achilas hakonim biatzmon. That's as if you're eating the konim themselves. That is a din achila. And therefore, taka the broch in such a case is priyoetz. Masha'enkin, if someone's extracting the sugar, squeezing out the sugar, in such a case, taka it's only zeya bialma. And Mamela, therefore, the bracha should be a sha'akol. So in any case, we see that we have a machlokes apoiskim, how to view if someone is being moitzeis juice out of a fruit. That according to the opinion of the Taz and the Goyim, moitzeis is not called an achila, but rather being moitzeis out of a fruit, being lamaisa, you're only sucking the juice out. It has a din no different than shtiyas mashkin, and therefore all the halachas of shtiyas mashkin, bracha rishoyin, bracha achroin, and so on, apply to moitzeis as well. My shankin will fear the opinion of the Kesef Mishnah and the Radbaz. Moitzeitz is a big difference than squeezing out and drinking after you squeeze it out. The case of being moitzeitz, where you're actually sucking it out from the source, that has a din of achila. Masha'enkin, if you're squeezing out the juice, in such a case it's only zeya bialma, and therefore the bracha would be shahakul. Lamais, it's interesting that you find out that there is a Tosfos in Bav Metzia Daf Pei Zayin, legabe the halacha of a poel. We know that a poel is allowed to eat bishas malacha in the field that he works. So the Gemara Taka says in Bav Metzia Taka Daf Pei Zayin, legabe achilas poel, we have a drasha of ochalto veloy moitzeitz. Ochalto veloy moitzeitz. That means that the poel is allowed to eat veloy moitzeitz, but he's not allowed to suck out. The chayv is mefurish araya that moitzeitz is not called an achila, because we're being memayit moitzeitz, because it says vochalto, and we're saying veloy moitzeitz. If you take a look there in Tosfos on that Gemara, Tosfos there says mefurish that moitzeitz bemis havishtir, that moitzeitz is called drinking. The Tosfos said vochalto, that the poel is allowed to eat b'shas malacha, but veloy moitzeitz. Why not veloy moitzeitz? Why not? Why veloy moitzeitz? Because moitzeitz is shtir. So that lechayre is mamish like the shit of the Taz and the Goyin, that they hold that moitzeitz is not really called an achila, but merely it's considered to be shtir as mashkin. Lamaisi, if you take a look, bemes taki in the chidusha hagoyin b'kiveger, you'll find taki in the hagoyin sarachayim simen reish beis sifches b'shem the prichodosh, that the opinion of the prichodosh is that if someone is moitzeitz a fruit, then the bracha is like the bracha of the fruit itself. And taki in simen reish yud, he brings down b'kiveger, brings down b'shem the prichodosh, that if someone taki is moitzeitz peiris, so the shir taki ekizayis. So he goes with the opinion that moitzeitz does have a din of an achila. Lamaise, the emek bracha is mesayim, and he says lahaloche nere. Lahaloche lamaise is my opinion. The kivan the das atoises mefurish the moitzeitz habishtir, being that shitzat atoises is mefurish that moitzeitz has a din of shtir, not achila. And we see taka that the goy and the gross taka also maskim al kein hochin aktinim. So therefore, this is the way we accept the halacha that moitzeitz apri mevorach shahakol, because it has a din of shtir, not achila, and therefore vishiyure brevius, this year would be a revius.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halachic services or consultations, or to present a shaila, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. Or email info@thehalachacenter.org.